All right. We are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes this survey. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm somewhat dissatisfied.
All right. Next question. Somewhat dissatisfied. Okay. All right. Next question. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue, and 10 means it's a very important issue. All right. The first one is abortion rights.
Very important.
All right, so a 10?
Yes, 10.
Okay. All right, so K to 12 education, kindergarten to 12th grade.
10.
10, okay. Student loan debt.
10.
Okay, next one is healthcare.
Not really. It's not really a 10 for student health and stuff like that. I mean, for the student, so I say it's like what, 7 or something. For me,
like a 7 or 8, you said?
Yeah, like a 7.
Okay, 7. All right, next one is healthcare.
10.
All right, next one is voting rights.
10.
Okay, next one is criminal justice reform.
Well, I'm sorry, that's the last one. I'm gonna put like a 4, cause like I don't vote myself, so I really don't care for it. I'm sorry.
Okay, like a foreign voting. All right. And then criminal justice reform?
8.
Looking 8. All right, next one is democracy?
10.
10. Next one is climate change?
7.
Okay. Next one is crime and violence?
10.
Next one is racism and discrimination.
8.
Okay. Next one is reproductive freedom.
7.
Next one is inflation and the cost of living.
20. Dang. 10.
All right. So definitely 10. Okay. Next one is immigration.
10.
Great. And the last one for that category is jobs and wages.
10.
Okay. All right, next question. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means extremely like, what was that?
0.
0, okay. All right. What is your race, just for statistical purposes?
African American.
Okay. Let's see. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yeah, I'm registered to vote.
Okay. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
All right. What is the year of your birth?
10/26, 1997.
97, okay. All right, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
High school diploma.
Okay.
Some bit of college.
All right. Okay, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on your issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
0.
0, okay. All right, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matters most to your community, from 0 to 10. I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
5.
Okay. All right, next series of questions. Please rate your feelings towards some people or organizations and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and the 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just please indicate that. Okay, so the first one is Kamala Harris. From 0 to 10, favorable or not?
5. I mean, no, 0. I don't care too much for her.
0 for her. All right, the next one is the Republican Party.
0.
All right, the next one is the Democratic Party.
0.
All right, next one is Joe Biden.
0.
Okay, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
0.
And the last one is Donald Trump.
0.
Okay. All right. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, or are you undecided? Or do you not plan to vote?
I don't plan to vote.
Okay. All right, next question. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House of Representatives, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
None of them.
You said none of them?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. From whom, this is the next question, says, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
You said 2020?
Yes, sir.
That was Obama and Trump, right? Or was that Biden and Trump?
It was Biden and Trump. Joe Biden, Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Howie Hawkins. Mm-hmm.
Did I vote that year? No, I ain't vote that year. Nobody. I ain't vote for nobody. Oh, you know what? I think I was trolling. I voted for Trump that year. Yeah, I voted for Trump that year, I believe.
Okay, so you did vote for Trump. Okay. Yeah. All right. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse or just worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Stay the same.
Okay. All right. Thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes? Most of them vote. It's about half and half. Most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
Most of them vote, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Next series of questions. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, and a 5 means that you are not sure, and a 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose anywhere from 0 to 10. So the first one is the Supreme Court.
Zero.
Okay. Next one is President Biden.
Zero.
All right. Governor Kemp.
You said how much power they had, right?
Right. 0 means certainly they didn't prevent progress.
So for the Supreme Court, you could put like a 10.
For Supreme Court?
Yeah, you can put 0 for Biden.
0 for Biden. Okay. Governor Kemp is the next one.
0.
All right. White supremacist.
0.
Okay. Next one is Republicans in the U.S. Congress.
0.
Next one is Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly.
0. All
right. And Donald Trump.
0.
Okay. Next question. All right. Okay, so below is a list of policies and statements that should have obstructed progress in black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or people in your network to vote. Using a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means it would not motivate you to vote at all, a 5 means you're not sure, and a 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose anywhere from 0 to 10. Okay, the first statement is, the 2019 Foster Youth to Independence program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed as black youth, 18 to 24, are disproportionately affected by homelessness. So for that one, 0 to 10, would it motivate you to vote?
Yeah, I'll vote for that. Yeah.
10. Okay. Okay. Next one is the 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act. I'm sorry. The 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefit, saving $21.8 million monthly. 0 to 10. Man. I don't want to no more. Hung up. 75% complete. Hung up. Calling back.